Good morning, church. This is Armando Hernandez. I am the Missions and Discipleship Associate at First Baptist Church. Thanks for tuning in. And we'd like to share a little devotional with you guys this week about drawing near to God. This is our first devotional on the year 2018. Now, as many of you guys know, Pastor Dorman has challenged us as a church to seek God this whole year. So as an effort to help you guys pursue God, we are compiling together a set of weekly devotionals for you guys, as well as weekly applications that we'll be posting on our website. So let the church members know, and we hope this is a blessing for you guys. So what I'd like to do very briefly is give you a panoramic overview of the book of James. This is a book of great imperatives that was written by the half-brother of Jesus. Now, every other verse in this book is a command to action. Out of 108 verses that this book has, 54 of them are calls to action. So it's no secret that James has absolutely no interest in pampering or pleasing his audience. But in fact, he's monumentally zealous about explaining to us what a real Christian should act like. And in fact, throughout the whole book, he shows us how incredibly far we are from this. Now, I challenge any of you guys to read this entire book, which will take no more than 15 minutes, and see if you don't find yourself cringing at a lot of the things that James calls us to stop doing or to start doing. Scholars call this book a book of Proverbs dressed in New Testament clothing. It's practical, it's poetic, and no doubt as deep as any other book in the Bible. As the commentator Ronald Blue puts it, the book has the substance and authority of the prophets and the style and beauty of the Psalms. Now, James makes countless allusions to the Sermon on the Mount and makes sure he dresses his imperatives with imagery so that we can understand it well. If any day you guys feel like you're walking on water spiritually, this book will humble you and make you swim across shore to the feet of your Savior. Now, it's within that context that we'll pick it up on chapter 4 and we'll read verses 1 through 10. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend into your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the Scripture says, "He yearns jealously over the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us, but he gives more grace"? Therefore it says, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will exalt you. This is the word of God. So as our theme for 2018 is to draw near to God, I'd like to extrapolate three teachings from these verses that are going to help us in our pursuit to draw near to God. Those are involving commitment, cleansing, and contrition. Now, what's very interesting is that right before James calls us to do these three things, he actually tells us in verse 7, "Submit yourself therefore to God." And he uses this quote, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Now, Peter does a similar thing in the book of 1 Peter. He tells us, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, before the mighty hand of God." Now, this makes us believe that this posture that we must adopt is 100% our responsibility, both to submit and to humble. And why? Well, because God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. So the first point is commitment. Verse 8, James says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." In other words, take the first step that your God is willing to walk the mile. You move an inch and the Lord will move a mile. And this is the same image, in fact, that we get when we see the father running to the prodigal son in Luke 15. Now, I am convinced, however, that we fail to commit to draw near to God, not because we doubt that he'll draw near to us, but because we know that it will involve exposure. I have sinned against heaven and against you, Father, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Isn't that what the prodigal son says? Which is why I believe that verse 8 ends by saying, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. Which is our second point, cleansing. Now, a few weeks ago, my mother bought an interesting device. Many of the ladies listening will know what I'm talking about. It's a lighted magnified mirror. So when I tried, this interesting thing happened. As I turned the mirror to the magnified side, you can't really see your reflection. But once you draw near, you can see your skin 10 times more clear. And the first thing I did after focusing my nose was to start pinching at my imperfections. Now, see, I believe that this is the same with God. Paul says that the law of God is like a mirror that shows and reveals our sin. And I believe that drawing near to God is the same as this magnified mirror that shows us our sins, not 1,000 times bigger, but 1,000 times clearer. And boy, is that a sight that we all fear to see. It is gut-wrenching and frightening, but is it the appropriate response? In verse 9, and the final point, which is contrition, be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you. Now, contrition is essential for pleasing God. As David writes, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. And I believe that we get these three things in check in our life if we commit to draw near to God, if we're willing to be cleansed by God, and if we're willing to have a contrite spirit and contrite heart before God, he will lift us up as a church. As Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you allow us to learn from your word, that you allow us to be edified by your word through these means. And Father, I ask that you help us learn how to commit to draw near to you. I ask that you help us be willing to be cleansed by you, and that you give us a contrite heart that you desire. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.